Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is November the 27th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 184 of the Follow English podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking about modal verbs once again. This is one final episode I'm going to do, at least now. Maybe in the future I'll come back to this topic. I noticed back in July or so that I hadn't done a single episode on modal verbs, so I decided to start straight away. So I did episode 179, which was a more general overview of modal verbs. Then episode 180, in which I talked about modal verbs used to express ability. Then on episode 181, I talked about modal verbs which are used to express obligation and prohibition. And 182, modal verbs used in requests. And finally, on episode 183, I talked about modal verbs used to express deduction and possibility. And then I also talked about how to use some of these modal verb structures to talk about deduction and possibility in the past as well. So today I'm going to be concentrating on other structures that express what we call modality, which is a kind of special meaning. I would say, to simplify, I would say that modality, meanings that I talked about here, obligation to express obligation, prohibition or requests, this is an example of what I mean here. So the modal verbs are special verbs and they express different functions in the language, and they are used with infinitive. So there are some other structures that also have similarities with modal verbs, even though they're not actually considered to be modal verbs. Then I found this page on online. It's the Cambridge Dictionary, so it's dictionary.cambridge.org/US/grammar/British grammar and so on and so forth. It's a long URL here, but anyway, I'm just going to read some of the ideas that they express here and talk about some of the verbs that are not considered to be modal verbs, but they have modal meanings. So they say that modality is related to a speaker's or a writer's attitudes towards the world. That's the word that was missing there for me. So the speaker's attitude towards the world. So you can express certainty, possibility, willingness, obligation, necessity, ability, and so on. For instance, can, could, might, may, will, shall, would, should. These are examples of modal verbs. But we also have some other verbs that operate similarly, like the case of have to, or also the case of some other verbs that have some interesting meanings behind them, and they also come with infinitive forms. They are followed by the infinitive. This is what I want to talk about today. And one of these verbs is used to, which is There is one episode I did about use to, so I'm not going to go that much into the meaning of use to or too many examples, but basically it's used to express routine in the past. So it's an interesting verb because it operates pretty much like a modal verb. It's followed by an infinitive. And so I used to go there every day, or I used to go to bed earlier when I was younger, something like that. So this would be a way to express routine in the past. The verb manage to is also very interesting because it has this meaning behind it. It's always followed by an infinitive, the same way as I gave the example with used to. So manage to open the door, for instance. You don't have the key, but still you manage to open the door. I didn't have the key, but I managed to open the door. So managed to, plus infinitive, open the door in this case, open. And dare to or dare not do something. That's another example they give here. They also show that sometimes we use adjectives to express modality, to express certainty. When you say, for instance, it's clear that the prime minister is worried about education. It's clear that, so clear. I'm certainly not fed up with it. So certainly, an adverb to express certainty. But anyway, going back, I gave the example of used to, manage to, or dare. That's another interesting verb. For example, just to talk a little bit more about dare, let me give you some examples here. Go on, I dare you. Yeah, so that means to challenge, but that's not the modal meaning, actually. The modal meaning comes when you use dare, like this example here. No one dare go there. So dare go there. Dare followed by infinitive, in this case, without to. And then that's the meaning or the case where you can use dare. And so in this case, there means to be brave enough to do something or rude enough to do something. That's the meaning. So you could also say, if Sally dares go there again, she will be in big trouble. No one dare go there. Yeah. Or dare anyone go there? This is a question. And a negative question. Daren't he go there? So daren't, you can also abbreviate, like the same way that you can abbreviate need and not. Like when you say, you needn't worry about that. That's it works pretty much as a semi-modal. And it's funny because then in the case of need, you could also say, you don't need to worry. So you needn't worry about that, or you don't need to worry about that. Needn't can also be used with structures in the past. I'm not going to go into that so much, but you can look it up on the internet. So like when you have needn't have worried about that. Oh, you needn't have done that. You needn't have bought that, because I have one here. So different from the meaning when you have you didn't need to buy it. Because when you say didn't need to buy it, it means you actually didn't buy it. It was not necessary and you didn't do it. And when you say you needn't have bought it, it means that you actually bought the thing, but it wasn't necessary. So it's useless. Then another interesting verb that has this kind of modality in its meaning is had better. Because when you use had better, and you can even abbreviate, you could say you'd better. So you had better becomes you'd better. You'd better get there soon. So they're waiting for you. You'd better get there soon. So it's a good idea for you to get there now. Yeah, to move and to get there as soon as possible. So these verbs are interesting. I like manage to. I think it's very useful, very common in the language. Some of the other ones that I mentioned, like there or like needn't, might be not so common and not so easy to find, even in writing. But the way people use manage to, and even going to, if you think about it, when we talk about the future, we use going to, and going to is actually a semi-modal because it has this modality in its meaning. It expresses the future, and even in a different way, if you compare with will, which can be considered a pure modal, a real modal, sometimes they say. But you see, going to with verb to be, so I'm going to travel tomorrow. I'm going to buy a new house next year. So this is to express your plans. And so there's a lot to modal verbs apart from the modal verbs themselves, you know. So there's a lot to study about that and many very useful structures that you can try to learn more about. So this is it for today. I would like to remind you that there is a webpage for this podcast. The webpage is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil, so B and R. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make a suggestion or about a new topic, or maybe just send a comment or whatnot. And you can also follow us on iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us, or you can download the episodes directly from the webpage. In that case, just go to pod.followenglish.com.br. You can subscribe, add your email to the email list and subscribe to the podcast via email as well. And that's it. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.